Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. On today's show, we have Brian Moon. He's the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the Pacific Telecommunications Council, and here to talk about the upcoming PTC 2026 conference. Hey, Brian, welcome to Bite Marks Cafe.
Hey, Bert, aloha. Great to spend time with you again, as always.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of turning into like an annual thing. I mean, I think I've had you on, like, I don't know, maybe for the past. How long have you been now the CEO at PTC?
So it's been a very quick 3.5 years
already.
Right. Yeah, and this is going to be annual conference number 4 for me, believe it or not.
Yeah, no, and you've been doing a great job, and really, I think the conference is actually growing. I was looking at the agenda, and it's just got it's just packed with interesting things that are happening. And I do want to give you a chance to kind of give us a little bit of a recap of what you see as being kind of like the main signature things that took place in 2025 before we talk about, you know, PTC 26.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Bert, always appreciate the time and allowing me to talk about PTC and the industry on your platform. But just a quick summary for the listeners is the Pacific Telecommunications Council was founded and is still headquartered here in Honolulu. Believe it or not, 48 years going. And we are doing some incredible things right here on the island of Oahu. We're talking about telecommunications, so for a lot of people, that's really about internet and connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
So what we saw at the PTC 25 conference this past January is a lot of evolution in terms of digital infrastructure, which is really, you know, our fancy way of saying anything telecommunications, internet, connectivity, and that's all across the industry. And what were the heavy topics were about data centers, about power, private equity. AI, obviously, is a huge topic in our industry, and I know Bert will talk about that in a couple of minutes. But we're going to continue seeing what the next level of those topics are leading into 2026 and the conference next month. And so those topics have not really gone away because they're still on people's minds as the industry continues to evolve.
Well, you know, you bring up the fact that back in January of 2025, I know AI was a big topic. And when you see what happened over the course of 2025, it has only amplified. It's almost like an exponential curve that's happening.
Right.
And nowadays, you know, obviously data centers were a topic back in January, but now when you hear about data centers, these data centers are huge, you know. And,
yeah.
And then you hear about NVIDIA and NVIDIA just cranking out these chips, and it is just like I said, it's just is amplified, it's like exponential, and I would imagine in, you know, PTC 26, it's going to be pretty dominant in terms of discussions. That's my guess. Now
yeah, it's absolutely right. No, you're absolutely spot on, and as many of your listeners know and the industry knows, is data centers are critical. I mean, you can't have AI without data centers, right? And
mm-hmm.
you can't have data centers operating without the correct amount of power, right? And you can't have then the correct amount of power in data centers without the investors going into it. And that's when we talk about how all these different industries are now converging and all rely on each other. And again, AI is the hot buzzword over the past couple of years and will continue to be in some form over the next year and probably the next several years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But AI is driving a lot. And again, it's the convergence of all these different industries that are coming together in these sectors.
Now, in, I guess it was what, maybe, was it 24 or 25 that you did the first conference in D.C., the PTC
mm-hmm.
in D.C.? What year did that take place, the first one?
Yeah, the first year was 2024.
Okay,
it feels like ages ago.
Yeah.
But no, it was 2024 was the first mid-year seminar
mm-hmm.
For PTC in Washington, D.C., and we successfully completed our second one this past September in 2025.
And the strategy to actually have kind of like this East Coast version of PTC,
mm-hmm.
was it to not only educate, but make the, you know, like sort of an East Coast sort of network connection? What was the strategic decision that went into really putting in some investment into this East Coast Conference?
Yeah, there's a couple reasons for that. First one is we want to make sure that the government officials, and this is not just the United States government, but obviously every major or every government has some sort of foundation in the Washington, D.C. area, mm-hmm, right? Whether it's through mm-hmm. embassies or different offices that they have. And the first thing we wanted to do is to make sure that the new administration, remember, we went through an administration change, right, mm-hmm, over in January, that the new administration, because there were so many new folks in new roles in the new administration, that they knew about PTC. Mm-hmm. And they knew about what type of meeting we were, what type of organization we were. And obviously, all the major players are members of us. And we wanted to make sure they understood that who we were and the type of meeting that we were having every January. And so the reason we put on the first PTC DC mid-year seminar in 2024 was to make sure that to plant that flag again mm-hmm. in the Washington, D.C. area. Mm-hmm. And now in year two, it was how do we reintroduce ourselves to the new administration. But it was also an opportunity for our members, our industry, to get in front of the government again. And again, not just U.S., but again, all the other governments in the area, because we wanted to continue that conversation from the year prior. We wanted to make sure that government officials understood what was going on in the industry in key areas like data centers and AI, and that both parties were learning from each other before any key decisions were made on both sides. Now, so that was a huge part of the reason we wanted to bring it back.
Now, that's really strategic. The thing that puts a lot of pressure on you, I would guess, is that you have an administration change. You have a lot of new people. Probably mm-hmm. a lot of folks are looking at you to make the right kind of connections. How were you able to make inroads into a whole brand new administration?
Well, the great thing was that although it was a new administration, many of the staffers and key folks were still in their roles. Mm-hmm. And so we relied heavily on them to make the introductions to who, if there was going to be a new person, new ambassadors in key leadership roles that were going to be there. And what was great is that many of, although there was a new administration, many of the key folks were still in their roles. Mm-hmm. And so that helped. And whether they're still in their roles or whether they made the introductions to who their new counterparts were going to be, that was ideal. And I think we did a good job. And so we were able to continue that momentum into year two and this past September, is that we still had major key role players in the industry and the new administration that knew who we were and wanted to remain involved with us. So there was a good, easy transition there from our side in having those key relationships.
Were there any direct benefits that you could, share with us that resulted from the DC interaction that now helps the PTC 26, here in January?
Yeah, I will say, the most immediate results that we are seeing is that there is going to be a bigger government presence, especially from the United States government. We'll be attending PTC 26 next month. In addition to that, other governments have taken notice. So we've had good relationships with governments from Japan, Australia, and they had a presence in Washington, D.C., and they will be having delegations to Honolulu next month.
Oh, good. So I do want to give you a chance to now talk a little bit about, PTC 26. And as you just mentioned, a lot of governments and, nobody has to, you don't have to, live under a rock to realize that there's a lot of geopolitical sort of tension that's going on. So I'd love to hear some of your thoughts on that. We'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Brian Moon, CEO of the Pacific Telecommunications Council. And he's here talking about the upcoming PTC 2026 conference. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Furniture Plus Design.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Brian Moon. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Pacific Telecommunications Council, And he's here talking about PTC 26 that's coming up in January. And right before the break, Brian, you know, you were saying that you were, it's a very successful PTC DC that took place mid-year of 2025, which I think was a key sort of networking event that got, like you said, a lot of governments involved, which I'm sure they're going to show up at PTC 26 in January. Now, can you share a little bit about, you know, some of the sort of like the geopolitical environment that you are navigating? Because I know at you know, at different administrations, different times, it's pretty much everybody is a part of PTC. And you have you have telecom companies all over Asia, from China to Japan to Korea, you know, and they're all over. But the geopolitical tensions now, how has that perhaps affected PTC, and how do you kind of maneuver it? Because I know you would like everybody to be a part of it, right?
Well, I think that's I think you hit the nail on the head. Is fortunately for us, as a not-for-profit membership-driven organization, is that we benefit that we are neutral, if we can continue to evolve and the industry continues through us as a resource, we grow our membership and we continue to advance the industry, meaning telecom, digital infrastructure, et cetera, that that benefits all. And that's the position we take. And, you know, all companies from all over the world are welcome to join PTC as a member or welcome to attend the annual conference, because at the end of the day, everyone has a similar goal, and that's to the advance the industry. It doesn't matter where they're from, and so we do have members and representation from all over the world in some of those countries that you mentioned, and we all have the same objective, and that's to continue to advance.
No, I'm happy to hear that you are, you know, sort of offer this platform. Like you said, it's a neutral platform. People are members. They come, they share, and you know, you can go and attend and learn from it. So, I think it's an exciting thing to have. Now, in Hawaii, there's a lot of really big projects that are happening, and you know, as I've followed PTC over the years, there has been probably not a lot of what I would call multi-million-dollar projects that were underway. But now, Brian, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff going on, from, you know, Starlinks that are being deployed. You got cable landings. You got inter-island fiber. You got money that's going for fiber to the home.
Right.
Pick any one of those, Brian, and tell, you know, how is that now changing the infrastructure environment in Hawaii?
Isn't that really exciting though, Bert? And it may be just the tech geeks that you and I are, and,
and your listeners are.
But I think it's exciting. And what I always try to convey to, you know, my friends and my family, because, you know, you and I and others in the industry look at it from a, you know, a 30,000 foot view, right? We can see kind of how it's going to benefit everyone, but you know, at the end of the day, it's always the question you have to answer is what's in it for me? You know, as a consumer, I think it's extremely exciting, right? Because, you know, I look at initiatives like the lieutenant governor, the governor's office with the broadband initiative, and what that's going to do for everyday consumers, and how it's going to improve their lives at home. And then you look at, you know, institutions like the University of Hawaii and what Wendy Hensel is doing in terms of bringing that type of technology into the next generation of learning and what the future workforce is going to look like. It's exciting. And that's how we have to communicate to the community on what these new projects are really ultimately going to do. It's going to improve healthcare. It's going to improve education. It's going to improve the future workforce. And if you really want to bring it down to the consumer level, it's going to get you faster internet to be able to watch movies, right, to watch television, but take advantage of that. And I think that's extremely exciting for the state to see that happening. And you mentioned, you know, satellite technology with an example like Starlink. It was just recently reported in the news. Starlink is launching a service in Kauai. I think that's going to be ultimately, tremendous for public hotspots, for people coming together to be able to have that internet access in areas that were underserved or unserved previously across the state.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all really exciting news, and you know, that's how we have to educate it, whether it's from an industry standpoint, but for folks at home is, programs like yours, being able to access it over the air, but also streaming it on radio or, over the internet. That's all what it comes down to in terms of providing this type of access.
Well, you know, you've described an evolution that I think both you and I have been living. There was a time, probably, let's say, 5 years ago, even maybe, 2018, 2019, prior to the pandemic, there wasn't a lot of investment coming in and actually building infrastructure. And then as you start to see, whether it's federal programs, as well as the fact that the technology for these low Earth orbit solutions have been more ubiquitous, they are proliferating. 5 years ago, you didn't even hear about these things. And then now people are actually deploying them. So whether it's Starlink or I think Amazon just changed the name from Kuiper to Leo, those are all going to be pretty much off the shelf and ready to, to pick up. Not to mention, and I think I would like to talk a little about the panel that you have. You have Hawaiian Tel that just got a pretty nice size federal contract to run fiber to the home. So they're talking about, Hawaii being the first all fiber connected state, and that's pretty incredible. So
that is absolutely.
Yeah. So there's a lot. The big difference that I see is the fact that in 2025, going into 2026, all the talk about these potential projects are now entering the phase of implementation, and for listeners and people who want to stay connected and stay connected in the most robust manner, it's actually happening.
That's absolutely right. And it's a lot of credit to the current administration here, right? From the governor, lieutenant governor, but then you have, the key players, as you mentioned, Hawaiian Telcom, making that promise that the state of Hawaii is going to be the first fully fiber-enabled state, by the end of 2026. If you'll allow me to plug it, Bert, you mentioned it, when we got back, is at the conference next month, I'm extremely excited to be moderating a panel where we're going to have the lieutenant governor, we're going to have Wendy Hensel from University of Hawaii, Sue Shin from Hawaiian Telcom, and Rosa White from DR Fortress, who are going to be joining me to talk about these major products and why Hawaii is paving the way, for a more innovative future. And that's, again, is extremely exciting for where we're located in the middle of the Pacific, to be a state that's now going to be fully fiber enabled by the end of 2026 and leading the way, versus the mainland. I think that's extremely exciting to talk about. And you've got these great leaders that are going to be talking about that.
And I'll give you a chance to talk more about, specifics about the conference. And when is this panel going to actually take place? Because you do have four very important, influential women who are part of this industry. Okay, so we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Brian Moon, Chief Executive Officer of the Pacific Telecommunications Council. We're talking about PTC 2026. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor The Hidden Nene.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Brian Moon. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Pacific Telecommunications Council. And we're talking about the upcoming PTC 2026, which is happening in January. It's right around the corner. And Brian, right before the break, you mentioned this panel. And you got some pretty heavy hitters on that panel. And when is that actually going to take place? What day is that taking place?
It's going to be a fantastic panel, and it's taking place in the middle of PTC 26 next month. So it's actually on Tuesday, January 20th at 12:30. So anyone who's registered to attend obviously can attend this session, but it's going to be fantastic. And we're just fortunate to have these four leaders who will be joining us. And for the listeners who's just joining us, it's going to be the Lieutenant Governor, Wendy Hensel from UH, Sue Shin from Hawaiian Telcom, and Rosa White, co-founder of DR Fortress. And the whole idea of the panel was to continue to highlight the state of Hawaii, all the technology advancements that are going on, but it's bringing together leaders from government, industry, and academia to talk about the state's role in shaping, you know, the global digital economy. And, you know, a lot of times Hawaii can be forgotten because of where we're located, but it's going to be a really, really terrific opportunity for these four leaders to talk about within their specific sectors how the state is leading in many ways.
Now, just to, you know, take the opportunity to pass on something that I heard kind of innovative, and the fact that, you know, there's a lot of interest in AI, there's a lot of interest in data centers, there's a lot of interest in enabling, you know, having this enabling technology, but not to forget the fact that there are people on the sort of like, I consider it sort of like the left side of the spectrum, where there's a bit of a digital divide, and that there's a need to make sure that we build this infrastructure for everybody. And one of the ideas that, and I don't know if this is going to get discussed at all at the at PTC, but, you know, in some places where data centers are being invested in, the talk is to have some of those big investments put a little bit of aside so that there could be a fund to help fund things like digital literacy and AI literacy, and have the capability of bringing, you know, the folks that might be on that, let's say, other side of that digital divide, so that they can actually benefit from all this infrastructure. So anyway, that's a wish list that I might have, that, you know, out of Hawaii, maybe there's a way to become one of the first places to have that kind of innovation, where there's, you know, the industry sees not only building these multi-million dollar infrastructure, but actually putting a little bit of aside so that there is the capability that, you know, let's say grants could be made to foster environments for data literacy, AI literacy, computer literacy, you know, that kind of stuff, so that everybody potentially can benefit from all this infrastructure. Anyway, that's my that's my pitch.
we'll put it on the BERT wish list.
Okay,
but,
okay.
No, I think it's a great idea.
Well, and as you mentioned earlier, you know, 1 year from when the last PTC conference took place, the topics are going to probably be more intense in terms of building out data centers. What's the impact of AI? I mean, what is your sense of kind of the key topics at PTC 26?
Yeah, I think, again, I think we're just going to see the next level of discussion, right? Because I think we planted the seeds last year on those key areas, like, again, data centers, AI, satellite technology, power, land, et cetera. So this year, we are definitely taking it up a notch, where it'll still continue to focus on those areas like AI, but now it's talking about what's the impact of AI on global connectivity, right? How does now AI impact industry? How is it going to impact, you know, all the questions that we see in mainstream news on people's everyday lives? We're going to kick it up another notch with, we talked about governments, private sector leaders, you know, how are they scaling when it comes to resources such as power, water, and connectivity? And what are the investment strategies? What are all these private equities and these banks and financial firms? Where are they looking to invest in next? Because they're the ones going to be writing the checks for these big projects. And so it's that. We'll also be talking about telecom and media. So we want to talk about content as well. And I do want to plug in, actually, center stage is our keynote stage, but we are actually adding another stage. And this is where the panel we talked about with our leaders from Hawaii, they're going to be on. It's called the Alakai stage.
Okay.
And so obviously all of our listeners know the term Alakai, but we wanted to adopt that into the program. And it is going to be a stage where there will be the C-suite, that will be focusing on these key topic areas. And so we have another stage that we're adding to the conference for more thought leadership.
So when you say the A la Carte stage, I mean, what is it that it's kind of focused on? You said the, you know, the C-suite thought leadership. How is that differ from what you currently offer?
Yeah, so it's going to be more intimate. So even looking at the setup of it, think of if you're familiar with TED Talk style,
where the
layout of the room is going to be more intimate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're getting attendees an opportunity to get closer to these leaders that they want to see and hear from. They'll be able to interact with them. And we want the topics of the A la Carte stage to be more focused. And what I mean by that is, using the example of the session on the Hawaiian leaders, is that using the state as an example, right? What are the advancements that the state is making? What are the investments that the state is making? And so that's the whole purpose of the A la Carte stage, is how do we get very specific but bring the C-suite and leadership on in a more intimate environment?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in terms of governments that will be a part of this, what would you advise we keep, you know, kind of keep an eye on? How, you said a lot of U.S. government representation. I mean, from which departments do you think will be attending?
So the U.S. government will typically have representation from some of the key departments that we saw at the Washington, D.C. event. So there could be representation from, you know, departments of cybersecurity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Digital infrastructure, Department of Justice, Department of Commerce. So all the major ones that are typically in our industry. And we'll see their counterparts in other governments that will be attending as well. So we talked about, we had representation from Australia, Japan, and Washington, D.C. And I'm starting to hear from delegations that are coming from other parts of the world. So we're based here in Hawaii, but the great news is we're going to have representation and thought leadership from all around the world. Actually, it's from more than 60 countries and territories.
Well, you know, it's going to be a very exciting conference, and I, you know, I don't want to, you know, inject my own personal interest, but, you know, I think it is an exciting conference. And, of course, there's also the side conversations that take place, which is also very interesting. So, Brian, you know, tell us again, when is this taking place, and, you know, how can people find out more and sign up and register?
Absolutely. So the Pacific Telecommunications Council's annual conference is taking place January 18th to the 21st at the Hilton Hawaiian Village right here in Honolulu. And for more information, listeners can go to ptc.org.
Very good. I'll put that up on our show notes. And thanks, Brian. You know, it's always been a great conversation having you on. Brian Moon is the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the Pacific Telecommunications Council, and the chief organizer for the upcoming PTC 2026 conference. Hey, Brian, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Mahalo, Bert. Thank you always for your support. We're going to see you next month.
Definitely, for sure. And, of course, thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about the new City and County of Honolulu's HNL 311 system. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR One every Friday or anytime via the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.